Okay, so this is the full audio version of the cycling vlog for June 20th, 2018, and this is a recap of the Deerfield time trial. I went a little over 20 miles an hour and some change according to the official timer, but the stats that I'm going to give you have plus 10 seconds on the front side before I started, and then an additional 20 to 30 seconds on the backside. So what this shows is just under 21 miles an hour, a duration of 37.20, and a distance of 12.96 miles. That being said, you can't see the graphs. If you want to see a visual of this cycling vlog, jump over to my YouTube channel. And everything's there. With the lack of sleep that I had a really hard time getting my heart rate to come up. And as far as that goes, let me see if I can find it here. The average heart rate, I believe, was 158. Yes, 158. Usually I'm in the 170s for the average heart rate, sometimes the 180s on a really good day when I'm pushing hard. The lack of sleep sort of got the best of me. Some scheduling things didn't work out with my day job. But that being said, I did fairly well considering I went 2 miles an hour faster than the last time. And so I'm happy with that. My weight the morning of the time trial was about 180 and a half pounds. The goal weight for September is between 168 and 170. So these last 10 or 12 pounds are going to be a little bit on the tougher side. It's not like it used to be where I would just kind of watch what I ate and get a little OCD with my food in July and August, and the weight would just kind of come off. Those days are gone. The amount of work that it takes to get there again is a lot more. It's not impossible. You just have to be a little bit more careful about what you're doing. But that's what I have for today in this episode of the cycling vlog. I wanted to give a quick recap. Again, if you want to see the visual graphs as far as the elevation, speed, and things of that nature, I'm using Map My Ride. I was going to invest in another Garmin because Lou, my original Garmin, finally he gave up. So, but I can't see getting into another Garmin just for a season. So right now I'm using my Map My Ride, and it does track cadence. On the note of cadence, my average cadence over the time trial was 85. I try to stay in the low 90s, but to have that kind of form this early in the year isn't really going to happen. Now, the time trial at the end of July, you're probably going to see a number in the 90s as far as that goes. With that being said, that's this episode of the cycling vlog. I think something I'm going to have to try and do some different things, because I'm trying to show certain statistics, and it's kind of hard to do it in a full audio version, so bear with me as I try to. I'm going to have to do two. There's just no way around it. So with that being said, there should be another one come Sunday, and we'll go from there. Until next time, stay sharp. Keep a tight shot group and rock on.